Check one, check, check. All right, good morning, everybody. How you doing out there? 10:45 time start. All right, amen. VBS, VBS, Vacation Bible School Report. Okay, okay, hey, hey, all right. Man, we're still wound up from Vacation Bible School. Amen? That was a big time. Let's see here. What did we find out? We found something out last night at game night. Oh, yeah. Catch up, brother. Ketchup is what you pour on your food. How many of you pour ketchup on your food? All right. Now somebody eats a ketchup sandwich back there in the back. You can ask him about it. Huh? You did when you were little, amen? Hey, what can you praise the Lord for? You can praise the Lord, the air conditioning's on, amen? All right. You know, you could be in a chain gang working a ditch this morning outside. But you in here in the AC on a padded pew, pretty good, huh? Amen. All right, very good. All right, do have some birthdays for you today. We got Miss Sissy. Miss Sissy, you in the house? Sissy? Not yet, not yet. All right, Miss Sissy's got a birthday on the 23rd. That's today. All right, when you see her, tell her what? Happy birthday. Landon Folger in the house today. Landon Folger. Any Folgers, Landon? No, Landon Folger got a birthday today on the 23rd. Amen, amen, amen. And then we've got Miss Ava Hendricks. Ava Hendricks got a birthday on the 29th. All right. Any other birthdays in the house? All right, let's sing some happy birthday. One announcement. After the service, we've got what? A potluck dinner on the grounds. Amen. Is everybody invited? Everyone's invited. Amen. Is it going to be good? Going to be good. All right. All right. Any other announcements? A no evening service tonight in lieu of the potluck. Whenever we have an on the ground fellowship, we cancel Sunday night service. So no Sunday night service. So enjoy this and then rest up for Monday. Amen. Those of you that have worked VBS all week, you enjoy your rest. All right. There you go, brother.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. All right, and many more. Yeah, amen. All right, well, if you could stand if you can, we're going to sing Trading My Sorrows. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy's gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. Yeah, I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Amen.
He's not playing? Okay, well, technical difficulties beyond what we know, right? Well, we can sing it a cappella. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Amen.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, we come here today to just to worship you and praise you. And Lord, we thank you for this worship music, Lord. And I just ask, pray that the Holy Spirit just fills us heart, our heart with these words, Lord. And we just keep them in our mind, Lord. We thank you for all our visitors today, Lord. We're blessed with that, Lord. And we welcome them and welcome to our dinner on the grounds after church. Lord, we ask them to come over and be with us, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for everything you've given us, Lord. We just, again, for the air we breathe, for the water we drink, for the food we eat, our home, our job, the sky, the tree, the ground we walk on, Lord. It all comes from you. It's all about you, Lord. And we're just giving just a small portion back to you. And, Lord, we just ask you to bless this offering in your precious, holy, holy name. Amen.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come, follow me. And we see where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Then at last when on high he sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus end at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Amen.
Time for Vacation Bible School Report. Amen. All right, Miss Loopy, it's all yours, girl. Band-Aids. Do we have Band-Aids?
Hi, guys. Thank y'all so much for being here. And if we can get our leaders ready to move up to the front so we can get ready to do our testimonies about our VBS. We had a wonderful, wonderful Vacation Bible School this year. It was Wild West VBS, and we had more kids than we can ever expected. The Lord just brought them in, and we're so thankful. So we just have a little PowerPoint presentation show to show y'all today. And then we're going to sing a little and have some testimonies. Okay, so Jeremiah, we're ready when you're ready. Okay, y'all need to scoot over. Wild West VBS. There's our girls going out to pass out flyers with Ryan and all of us. Getting ready for these kids to come in. And they all came on board to help us with our decorating. Thanks to Miss Audrey. She helped us a lot just getting ready for these kids. And oh, look what the Lord did. Oh, we were so happy. He brought in so many kids. Okay, here's our theme song.
God's word can set you free. Like that tumbleweed. We'll take the time and learn your ABC.
Here we go.
You gotta admit to God that you're a sinner and confess and repent of your sin. You gotta believe in Jesus is the Son of God and accept His gift of forgiveness. Gotta seek, confess your faith in Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. Lord, forevermore. Then you will never be alone.
Uh-oh.
Don't be outside of time. Oh, I had fun with that. Oh, and now it's time for our Wild West VBS skit.
Sheriff Saul, and he was right tired of this bad man. He was ready to do something about it. He said, who could I get to help me with this matter? Davy? Davy! I know who could do this. Davy could do it. He's the right thing, cowboy, but he's all good also. And he could do it upright. Davy could do it. Matter of fact, I think I see him coming in now.
I need some help. Have we got a really bad man in town? I mean, he's terrorizing the people. He's hurting people. And I've heard he robbed his stagecoach. He's stole cattle. He even robbed a train. I mean, we got to do something with this bad man. He's just, like I said, he's just a menace to this town right now. And there's all kind of things that he's been doing. We've got to put a stop to it, David. Got to get put a stop to it.
Look, Sheriff Soul, I think I can help you with that. Where was the last time you seen him?
Well, rumors is he's 2 miles out of town, Circle K Ranch, like Rock Fox Creek, and he's over there, so that's where I heard he is last. But there's some rumors going around, too.
There's some rumors?
The rumors are that he might come into town and rob the bank. Oh, that's what I heard now, so that's where I need your help. I could try, but I need someone that's good like you to help me do this. So can you help me, David?
I think I can.
Yeah. So... you know, where he is, he could be, where he's going right now, he could be anywhere. He could be anywhere here around town. Like I said, rumors are he's going to rob a bank. So, we just need to... Wait, there he is!
What?
There he is! He just robbed a bank.
Oh, no!
First night of our Wild West VBS get. Then we went into teaching. That was us teaching the songs to the kids. Had some wonderful teachers. We taught in the book and taught about David. David and Goliath. David and Saul. There's our memory verse, man. He gave out bucks for all the kids that were learning their memory verse. Oh, time for snack. Brother John did a great job with the snacks. And Jennifer and her husband John, there's Miss Audrey praying for the food. Aw. Oh, there's time for our craft. Got some great Wild West VBS crafts. I think that right there they're doing the wordless book craft.
Serve water.
Serve the Bible. The Bible. it's time to head outdoors for our relays. Learning their memory verse.
Wild West VBS New Hope 2023. Look at all these kids God gave us. Here's Miss Kathy. Hey, brother. Brother Vince. There's old good old brother Ron. He's always up for anything.
Learning that memory verse.
Woo! Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win? Woo! You gotta hop! Woohoo! Whoa! Woo! Go, 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 go! Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win? You got this. Say that verse. Say that verse. Woohoo! And get two little teams and see if they can race their horses. Woo!
Lots of helpers, lots of fun. It was hot, but boy, did we have some fun out there. And it was time to get ready to come back in for the VBS store. Ooh, were they excited.
Ooh,
yee-haw. It's time to go. Oh, they did an awesome job, Brother Ronnie, with the VBS store and Jeremiah. They got a lot of good stuff. They earned bucks for saying, bringing their Bible, for showing up on that day, for bringing a friend, saying their memory verse, and being kind to one another. Memory verse, man, give them bucks for being kind and helpful. Some happy kids. There we all are. Appreciate all the help that we had this year. God provided. Here are some of our Wild West wanted picks that Miss Christina Ware took for us. She came on board to help us. Oh, now it's time for our roundup, our last day of VBS. Had a lot of kids, a lot of parents show up. There's Snow Cone Man. Oh, he was the hit of the day. There's a dunking booth. There's my baby getting dunked. Uh-oh. Y'all do your heads like this.
That's my baby. My last one. He's 25. Kenzie just dunked him.
Good. He needs to be dunked.
He helps me with the kids so much. They love him. I'm so glad. I said, Ryan, this is why God gave me you when I was 30. So we need somebody with some energy. How are you doing?
Good.
Woohoo! Y'all are going for a ride. How are you doing, sir?
Good.
I'm so glad that you got to come and let your child. Oh, I'm so blessed to have all these kids here. Yes, I'm glad. I do too. And I'm a teacher. I like learning about Jesus and having fun. Amen.
There we are. Yeehaw! Children are a blessing and a gift from the Lord. Amen. All right, y'all. So we have a little surprise for y'all today. We're going to do our VBS theme song. And so if we can get Jeremiah ready. Okay, so girls, y'all ready to come up? Okay, let's line up here. We're going to do our theme song for you. Let me grab this real quick.
Don't be a tough, go be.
All right. Now I would like to just call up some of our teachers and our leaders that helped with VBS this year. I can't tell you, when we had the thought of putting this together, and we prayed, we're just praying, Lord, put it together. And we just had people coming out of the woodwork, helping, donating, offering whatever we needed. And then God honored it, and he brought in those kids. It's just amazing. Brother Ronnie, can I get you to come up here? You can give us a testimony real quick.
Let me bring... Let me get my notes. Oh, I don't have none. it was, I mean, it's often 30-something kids to Tuesday, 40-something Wednesday, and what was Thursday? About the same number. I mean, it was a blessing to see that many. We even had to pull chairs out of the classroom and just start filling that room up. It was just everybody showing up. But you could, what I liked about it, those kids' hearts were there. They were there to learn. And it's not, I mentioned numbers, but it's not about all about the numbers. It's about reaching out to the lost and telling everybody about Christ. And all the teachers and all the classrooms, I was part of that, going to each one. And the teachers were definitely doing that. And the kids enjoyed it. That's one thing I liked about seeing. They enjoyed that time. But it was such a blessing, you know, with everybody getting involved. And there was kids running up. What else, you know, we're going to do? Because they wanted to know what was next, because they liked it so much. So, again, man, next year, be there.
Square. All right, Miss Terry, are you in the house, Miss Terry? Would you like to come up and give a testimony of the time you were there? You were working with Miss Ruthie. Miss Ruthie couldn't be here, but they were working with the 7 to 9 year olds.
Nothing like being put on the spot. You know, I'm always so amazed how kids can get so excited about the things that maybe we've kind of got tired of listening to. You know, we've heard those stories over and over, and yet they get so excited. And I was so real impressed of the way they were paying attention to everything. And it was so neat the way they related the, Sheriff Saul and Davy to the Bible story. And the kids were just really into it, and made it, they just, you know, it's like Christmas. It's not fun without kids. It was, they just made it so fun. And it just blessed my heart to see all their faces. And I was just thinking about, you know, how is God going to use them in their life? And we got to have a part in, a little part of helping them with that. So They were all such a blessing, and it was so good to see our members there, everybody helping. It was just a lot of fun. It was exhausting, but it was fun. And there were people that came out of the woodwork to help that we didn't even know who they were, and they were such a blessing to us. So it was just a real blessing. Thank you, Miss Loopy, for all she did. So her and Miss Audrey, they did so many others. They did so much, a lot of hard work. I don't know if y'all had a chance to go over there and see the educational room, but building, but it was amazing. Took a lot of heart, sweat, and tears for all of this to happen. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Miss Terry. And now, if we could get Ryan up here. Ryan was he helped with Brother Ron with our 10 and up group.
Hello. It was a good time. It was my first VBS, probably as a teacher, that I got to be a part of. We did have a lot more kids than we were originally anticipating, but we made it happen. And like everybody said, a lot of people came. One lady just stopped by because she saw a sign and decided to help. But it was a blessing. It was really good to be a part of. I was coming after 10, 12-hour long shifts doing some plumbing work, and it was nice to just hang out with the kids a little bit, have some fun, bully them a little bit. No, I'm playing. But it was a good time. I appreciate everybody being a part of it, and all the families and the visitors that came and let their kids be a part of something bigger than ourselves. But, yeah, it was a good time. The kids were a little too excited dumping water on my head, so I had to get a little payback with the water gun. But thanks again. I appreciate it. And all the visitors that are here, keep on coming. And thank you. God bless.
And I think. think Miss Kathy and Miss Alita were over our crafts. Miss Kathy, would you like to say a couple of things about our crafts? Miss Kathy, here, I'm going to come to you, Miss Kathy. You want me to come to you?
We made the Salvation bracelet, a wind chime, and a snow globe. And the kids all had a wonderful time. I loved it. Seeing all their smiling little faces, they had a really good time. And I had a good time. So, and I had, thank you for all the help. I couldn't have done it with all the out of the help. There's no way I could have done it without all the help.
Yes, and Brother John and Miss Jennifer did our snacks. Miss Jennifer, Mr. said hello. Oh, yes, they did an awesome job. I mean, providing some Wild West themed VBS snacks. And then Brother Ron, I don't see him here, but he's in Austin. So he did all the burgers and everything at the end, and it just was a blessing. I would just want to say, God is faithful. I cannot tell you, when we put this together, we didn't know how it was all going to come, but it just one thing after the other. And, you know, I've been working with kids for a long time, and one of the biggest blessings I can share with y'all today is that, you know, the first set of kids almost 20 years ago that I worked with, we lost track for a little bit, but recently they came back into my life over the last couple of years. And you know what? I taught them when they were about that age, and now they came and helped us at VBS, and they brought their kids, and we're teaching their kids that were about at that age. And I just tell you what, if anybody tells you it's not worth it putting it into these kids, it's worth it. I had a young lady that was accepted the Lord as her Savior when she was a little girl, probably 7 or 8 years old, at one of our first clubs in a public school. And she's here today. She took our pictures, Christina. And it's such a blessing what God can do. You say, is it worth it? It's worth it. God brings these kids out of who knows what, puts them on the right track, and leads them to a better life. And that's what we want for these kids. The world is so crazy nowadays, y'all. We know what's going on in these schools and everything else. And a lot of these kids, they have no hope. They don't know about God. They don't know about Jesus. So is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. If we want every single one of these kids to know, you know what? God loves them, and they are worth it. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, girl. We've got one of our angels here at the church. I put in a request, and they wanted to make these for you for all your efforts. They're heavy. Hold on to that. Amen. She did a great job and helped put it all together. And visitors, it's such a blessing to have you with us here today. And we normally have a children's church, but we wanted to keep them in here for the report. And so I just have a few closing comments. First of all, let's give our visitors a round of applause for being here. Amen. And then the second thing is, I think my cell number is going to be coming up on the screen, 281-881-4999. And you might want to make a note of that. And you can call or text at your convenience. So, I mean, I normally bed down around 10, but if you want to get saved or figure out if you're saved or whatever, and it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock, you can call. I'll answer the phone. It may take me a minute to figure out who you are and what we're doing, but I'll talk to you about Jesus anytime, okay? The other thing is just, you know, kind of being here as a pastor and making sure, you know, nobody, you know, everybody left with the same amount of kids that they came with, and, you know, nobody got hurt or, you know, nothing happened. I was just kind of eyes and ears roaming around the VBS. I think one of the reasons it was such a success is so many people praying for it. And then there was just kind of an anointing over it. You know what anointing is? I mean, it's kind of hard to put it into words, but you know when it's not there? And it just seemed like the Spirit of God was in it and on it. And everybody was there that I came in contact with as far as adults. All the adults, all the helpers were there, selfless. Nobody was trying to, you know, look at me. There was none of this. Nobody was trying to make it about themselves. Everybody was trying to make it about Jesus. And I think that's just why it went. I mean, it just went well. I've been cranking on at this for going on 30 years, and I've been a part of a lot of Vacation Bible Schools. I put this one up, this one we just had. It makes the top three out of 30 years. So it was big. It was a good one. If you have your Bibles, we're gonna do a little Bible here. And the reason I gave you my number is, know that I love you. But for some of you, I may be ripping the Band-Aid off today. And I want to help you with that, and so that's why that cell number's up there. Because, you know, you may not feel comfortable coming down during the invitation time, and I get that. But we want to help you get right with the Lord, amen? I mean, that is a bottom line. Let me tell you, there's two certainties in this life. One of them is taxes, and the other one is your death. And you need to be ready when that time comes, right? You need to be ready because we all going to give account of this life, all right? Amen? So let's take our Bibles, turn to John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 44. I'll invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the inerrant Word of God. Those of you with us online, I'm sorry I haven't said hi to you today. Those of you with us online, so glad to have you with us here. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for praying for Vacation Bible School, our online folks. John chapter 6, verse 44. It's in John's Gospel. If you found that this morning, would you say amen? All right, John chapter 6, verse 44, the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 44, the Word of God reads this. It says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you for your church. Again, we thank you for these visitors, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to sow the seeds of the gospel into so many hearts this past week. We just praise you, Lord. We love you for your truth and how you use it to bring people to a saving knowledge of who you are. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant Word of God, and may he add his tremendous blessing to it. Now, I'm in a series of messages on the book of Colossians, and then I'm going through Leviticus on Sunday night and Wednesday. And so this is kind of a one-off for me, what I'm doing up here. But I normally speak about 30, 35, 40. People are like, "Preacher, quit lying, man. You speak a lot." No, I speak a good time on Sunday morning. And I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that today. But it's kind of a one-off this morning. But what I want to share with you is that when we think about John 6:44, the difference when it comes to understanding this verse, it has to do with, did I want to get saved, or did I, listen to me, did I need to get saved? Did I want to get saved, or did I need to get saved? Boy, that is a huge difference right there. Now, let me try to illustrate and explain it to you. I want to go to the potluck. Well, why do I want to go to the potluck? Well, I was at the game night last night, and Miss Salita brought lasagna. And I bit off into that lasagna last night at the game night, and I was like, "My soul, who made this lasagna?" And she was like, "Well, I did, Pastor." I said, "Well, can I take some of that home?" "Well, yeah. So I took some of that home. So I know Miss Salita has cooked for the potluck, right? And so I'm going to be sneaking around when this is all over, trying to find her dish, right? I want to go to the potluck. But when I was cleaning out my garage yesterday, I got two outdoor cats, I got two indoor cats. How many of you have cats? A few of you? Amen. God love you. You're special people. You're called of God to have cats. Amen. When I got two outdoor cats, and they spend the evening, they spend all night in my garage. And I would be a good cat owner if I cleaned the garage out every quarter. But I normally clean it out about once a year. Well, what do you mean by clean it out? Like the cat hair, man. If you got cats, you know what I'm talking about. So I was out there slaving in the garage in the heat for about 3.5-4 hours. And I started getting that cotton mouth, and I started getting like a little lightheaded, right? And at that point, I didn't want water. I needed water. Does that make sense? I needed. Had I not gotten water, I'd end up in the hospital, wouldn't I? Yeah, right. I needed it. I had to have it. There was nothing's going to stop in my way to get it, right? So I went in the house. I made me up some glucose stuff, some scratch, got electrolytes in it, chugged that down, put that down, filled up, got straight water, chugged that down, finally got halfway caught back up. But that's the difference I'm talking about. What goes on in a lot of places is this thing called cheap grace. Now, what in the world are you talking about when you say cheap grace? Cheap grace is when we kind of get people emotionally stirred up, use sad stories, sad songs. It's kind of an emotional manipulation. And there's really not a beeline or a direction talking about the individual sin, right? There's more of a, man, if you get saved, you'll get this, or if you get saved, you'll get that, or if you, there, it's almost like a, you know, there's like a benefit. There's a huge, big benefit. It may be a new job, or it may be a bigger house, or it may be more money, or whatever it is. But when the cheap grace thing comes to the end, there's this appeal that those that are in the building or in the group or in the gathering, if they want to get saved, would they raise their hand? And hands will shoot up all over the room, and then the speaker will say, well, pray this prayer with me. And they pray that prayer, and then after the prayer is prayed, if you prayed that prayer, would you please stand up? And they stand up, and if you stand up, would you please come down front? And some do, some don't, some stand, some don't stand, whatever. And they get down here at the front, and there's some kind of discussion, some kind of little bit of talking to, and maybe they'll get baptized, and maybe they won't get baptized. Now, can people get saved like that? I guarantee you there are probably half dozen people here that have that testimony, and they really got saved, but they were in a different situation, in different circumstances. Sin was talked about. They understood they were a sinner. They understood that Jesus took care of their sin, and they bolted down the aisle for Christ, okay? So that can happen like that. But a lot of times, it's kind of a cheap grace thing. I want to assure you and tell you, when you send your kids here for an event, VBS or whatever, day camp or whatever it may be, we do not employ the cheap grace approach. We don't do that to your kids. We don't emotionally manipulate them, right? We just sow the seed of the gospel into their hearts and minds. Amen? Now, let me give you the other approach. And I think the other approach is a biblical approach. I think it's the right approach. It's the approach that I've taken for maybe not all of my ministry, but for at least the last 20 years of it. Well, what approach are you talking about, preacher? Well, it's this approach right here. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Or your Bible may say by the word of God. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right, do you get that? Romans 10:17. So faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Right? So what does that look like? Well, it basically looks like what goes on in the book of Romans. If you want to turn there right quick, we can look at it together, and you'll just know, and I'll know, and you'll know, and you can share this with somebody else. But it's called the Romans Road. Everybody say Romans Road? It's the Romans Road to salvation, okay? And it begins, if you're in the book of Romans with me, chapter 3, those of you with us online, we're in chapter 3 of the book of Romans. It begins in verse 23, Romans 3:23. And turn there, write it down, just kind of absorb it, take it in. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's a true statement, amen? That's a true statement, yeah? Romans 6:23, if we parlay that on down the road and get to 6:23, the Word of God says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is that another true statement? Amen? And then we flip on back and we get to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. See how this easy this is to just share the gospel with somebody? Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." That's the big deal right there. That's the big important thing that is missing in a lot of gospel presentations, right? It's this sin, it's this death, it's this shedding of blood, it's this remission. And then if we get to Romans chapter 10, flip on down the road, get to Romans 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Word of God says you will be saved. That's what the Bible says. Verse 10 says, "For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." And then if you'll jump down just a few verses from there, verse 13, the Word of God says, "For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved," right? Now, why this Romans road? Why do we talk about this Romans road? Because you cannot get saved. You got to really think this through. You cannot get saved until you understand you are lost, right? You can't get found until you figure out you're off the path. You're lost, right? And you cannot understand you are lost until you understand and are convicted by the Holy Spirit. Everybody say Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit that you are a sinner. Now, preacher, you saying I got a problem. Man, we've all got the problem. We are all sinners in need of salvation. Some of us are sinners that have been saved by grace. Some of us are here today that are sinners that are in need of salvation. We've all got that issue. We've all got that problem. See, Jesus, you believe Jesus came and died on the cross, right? And Jesus did not come to give us new cars. He did not come to give us better jobs or bigger houses. He can certainly help with that, but that's not the main purpose he came. He didn't come to give us more time off or a perfect spouse or perfect kids. That's not why he came. Jesus came to save sinners from their sin. It's just so easy and basic. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, "And according to the law, one may almost say all things are cleansed with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no forgiveness." Friend, Jesus, he was hung on that cross and they pierced his skin with those nails and they beat his back with that whip and they thrust that crown of thorns on his head and he bled his blood out to cover your and my sin. That's what was going on. Friend, when he said it's finished, it really was. Amen? Acts chapter 2, verse 38 says this, "Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, the big word that a lot of churches don't talk about, and notice I'm not naming anybody's church, amen? We're not a perfect church here, but we try to get this gospel right. We try to get this gospel right. The big word that is circumvented, left out a lot, is this word convict. Conviction, convict, something like that. This word is not a Baptist word. This word is not a church word. This word is a Bible word. The word convict is a translation of the Greek word, which means to convince someone of the truth, which means to reprove someone or to accuse someone, to refute or cross-examine a witness. See, this thing called the Holy Spirit, or this person called the Holy Spirit, he's God, right? This Holy Spirit acts as a prosecuting attorney when we hear the good news about Jesus Christ. It acts like a prosecuting attorney who exposes our evil. See, we've got to get lost. In order to get lost, we've got to know we're a sinner, right? Exposes our evil, and it reproves evildoers and convinces people that they need a Savior. Friend, when I heard the gospel, I don't know for how many times I heard it. When I was sitting in that Sunday night church service back in 1980, my soul when the conviction finally took hold, there was no holding me back. Nothing was going to stop me from getting what I needed, and that was salvation. Right? And so they ended the service and went into a time of invitation, and I made my way down there, right? And I took the associate pastor's hand, and I told him with a quivering lip and a shaky voice, I want to get saved. I need to get saved. I got to get saved. And he sat me down, and he explained to me these steps in the Romans Road, and he invited me to pray. There was no promise of anything, just the free gift of grace and my sin issue taken care of. I cannot tell you the peace that passes all understanding that came over me once that transaction of faith had taken place. It's like all was right with the world when it came between me and my heavenly maker. It's an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. The word convict. Are you still with me? I'm almost done. So to be convicted is to feel. What is it, right? I'm not quite sure that's happened to me. What is conviction? What are we going to talk about? To be convicted is to feel. It's to feel it. The sheer weight of your sin. The sheer loathsomeness of it. This happens when we've seen God's beauty, right? That's what happens when the Bible is preached to us over and over again. We begin to see God's beauty. We begin to see God's purity. We begin to see God's holiness. And then we recognize that sin cannot dwell with Him. It doesn't work. And so when Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, when he stood in the presence of God, he was immediately overwhelmed. He's a prophet. He's immediately overwhelmed. He's a man of God. He's immediately overwhelmed by his own sinfulness, and he cries out, the Bible says, "Woe to me, I'm ruined," Isaiah says. "For I'm a man of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." So when we think about conviction, to be convicted is to experience an utter dreadfulness of sin. Our attitude towards sin becomes that of Joseph, who fled temptation, crying out, "How could I do this great evil and sin against God?" Right? See, when we're convicted, when we become mindful of how much our sin dishonors God, we finally begin to get it. When David was convinced by the Holy Spirit, he cried out, "Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Psalm 51:4. David saw his sin primarily as an affront, as against a holy God. We're convicted when we become intensely aware of the wrath it exposes to our souls. My personal experience, that's what happened to me. I knew in that instant in 1980, sitting in that pew of that church on a Sunday night, I knew that without Christ I was in trouble. I mean, friend, I was in trouble. I wasn't going to make it. I saw the love of God over here and the wrath of God over here. And the difference was salvation. And I said, "I got to have the salvation. I want the love. I don't want the wrath. I don't want the wrath of God. I want the love of God," right? I want the love of God. Now, when we think about this conviction, it's not a comfortable thing to feel it. But that's okay. I praise the Lord for my conviction today. For my conviction of the Holy Spirit, I praise the Lord for it. Because without that conviction, I would have never crossed that line. I would have never taken that hand. I would have never received that grace. So don't try to numb it. We live in a world where we want to numb everything and take everything away. Don't try to numb it. Don't try to lessen it. Don't try to subtract it from your life. What I'm telling you today is you want to embrace it. And you want to let that Holy Spirit lead you to the next step. And that next step is receiving Him as your personal Savior and Lord. Don't walk away from it, friend. That's why the number went up. I don't know if the number's still up there, but it's 281-881-4999. And we're going to bow our heads and have a word of prayer, and Brother Jeremiah is going to come lead us in a hymn of invitation. And you are absolutely more than welcome. We would just rejoice. I mean, we would just rejoice if somebody walked this aisle for Christ. I mean, it would be big time, man. It would be Hallelujah Boulevard up in here, right? I mean, we might break out into shout and praise and running around the sanctuary. I don't know. It'd be big time. So we invite you to come. If you feel the stirring of God in your heart, and that's just not something you're going to do around all these people you don't know, friend, I don't know. I don't know what tomorrow brings for me or you. I've lived long enough to know that you don't have to be old to die. Right? And I've lived long enough to know that you may think you got a year or 2 years or 50 years or whatever it may be. And in the craziness of this world we're living in, this may be your day. May be your last day. Or tomorrow may be your last day. Or next week may be your last week. So don't take this for granted. Receive Christ. Let Him save you. He's here. And He will do it. Amen? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You for Your Gospel. And Lord, we're thankful that we're able to sow it into the lives and hearts of people that have come here in attendance today, Lord. And we're so thankful for the Vacation Bible School, Lord. We're thankful for all the energy and the efforts and the prayers behind it, Lord, and just everything that went in it to pull it off and make it happen. And so, Lord, we want to be good stewards of the moment. We want to be faithful, Lord, with the truth. And we'll try to get that in the hearts of people. Lord, and for some, this may just be a reminder that they need to share that gospel outside these four walls. For others, this may be the hour, the moment of their salvation. Lord, however the truth interacts with us and intersects our lives, may we simply be faithful with it and carry it on and forward it on and bring glory and honor to Your name because of it. Lord, be with those that need to make decisions for You. Lord, those that need to get set free from the bondage that so easily ensnares and entangles them, we pray, Lord, this gospel would set them free and they would receive it before it is eternally too late. Thank You for loving us. You love us so much. You love us in spite that we're sinners. You still love us. You died on that cross for our sins. We praise You today for that. It's in Your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right, brother, if you stand with us all over the sanctuary, Brother Jeremiah's going to lead us in a time of invitation. The altars are open. If you want to come and pray, you have a prayer need, you just want to lay it before the Lord. I'm down front. If you need to talk to me about anything, you come on down.
Rock of ages, clip for me. Let me hide myself in Thee. Tears forever flow. Could my sea
walk away. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
Can I pray for the food? All right, let's pray for the food. It's going to be good. I'm finding Miss Alita's first. Stay out of my way. All right, love you guys. Awesome job on the Vacation Bible School. Let's give the Lord a hand for it. Amen? Thank you, Miss Loopy, again, and all of those of you that put in so much hard work. We will see the results either here or in glory, but I guarantee you, God's word does not return void, but it accomplishes the purpose for which it was sent. Amen? So you just hold on, keep believing, keep on with it. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for all you do for us. Thank you for your gospel message. Thank you for these young hearts and minds that these parents entrusted us with for three nights, Lord. We're so blessed and honored and privileged to get to have those kids. For that time and to get to know some of these kids and know some of these parents, Lord. And Father God, we pray that you would just continue to lead God and direct us in your faith. Help us stay on that narrow path. Help us stay off that wide road which leads to destruction. And Lord, we just pray that you give us a great time of fellowship next door. We thank you for the food. We thank you for the hands that have prepared it. We thank you for this food, Lord, and we pray you nourish it to our bodies and our bodies to your service. Lord, give us safety as we depart this place today, and may we all be able to say it was good, so very good, to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Amen. You're dismissed.